Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retronix podcast. So excited to be back. And I am actually recording from my phone. I've got a new set up because I'll be traveling to Puerto Rico at the end of the week, and I'll be there for a couple of weeks, and I don't want to carry all my podcast equipment. So we're going to try to do this a little bit different. I bought myself a little lavalier mic, a little TikTok mic, and I get to use it. And I am very excited because this allows me to share some content with you in as I record live. So today's episode, it is so fucking exciting because I have been having a hyperfixation for the past 3 years and is actually watching anti-MLM commentary content in YouTube. I don't know about you, but I just love a good get-rich-quick scheme. I felt prey upon many years ago. I've actually fallen into different cults, and I'll talk about those different cults every so often as I create listicles that are related to it. But I have to tell you, anti-MLM content is such a comfort watch to listen to because it provides a commentary about what's happening in the U.S. right now, where we're so caught up in this idea that we can be rich, we can be happy, we can be healthy, we can be doing this, and all these promises are happening, and it all happens in the pockets of your time, and that you can make money selling for your phone, and you can do this, and you can do that, and it's exhausting. And what you find out is that most MLMs, people lose money, whether they're buying all the products, whether they're product hoarding, whether they're actually like trying to scam other people so they can earn some money from the other person. Essentially, it's a pyramid scheme where the top people, the tippy-toppy, which is like less than 1%, are hoarding all the money, and they're getting money from all the other people who are putting in. Essentially, it's kind of like a Ponzi scheme. And we'll talk about like how this all came about from these book recommendations. If you're actually interested in this topic, I encourage you to check Anna Alonso or Anna Thaler in your Instagram and YouTube. She's a popular YouTuber. She does a lot of influencer content, but she's great about talking about the anti-MLM content. She has deep dives, and her tone is soothing and educational, so it's just someone to listen to. If you want a little bit snarky, Cece Soares' old school episodes are great. She has moved away from it, done commentary about like latest influencers and TikTokers, but her old school commentary about WFAB and Monet, I have to tell you, my favorite MLM to follow has been the downfall of Monet, because Monet is a shampoo dealer, and they were really high in the 2020s because it was obviously people were like scrambling for jobs. They got the stimulus package, and they started doing the selling shampoo, and people were losing money. And it's been a downfall ever since. There's also lawsuits about hair loss and like infertility and ingredients they're not supposed to. And we've seen some of those issues. Actually, I'm reading another book about a wellness trend about a beauty product, and it's similar issues that you see in Monet are actually showing up in fiction, which is great. But that's a little tangent. So you may find if you're not sure what MLMs are, it's multi-level marketing, also called social selling, social marketing, where essentially distributors, it's not direct to consumer, so they may not sell in a store, but they sell to distributors who are the middlemen who then sell it to you. And the selling the products is a very minimal amount of profit that they earn. The majority of the profit they earn is by recruiting other people into the business. And what happens is that once you recruit to the business, once you hit a certain mark, you're in market saturated because you're all selling the same thing to everyone. And the reality is that for MLM products, the majority of people who consume it are actually the recruiters, are the MLM members. Right now, it's in a decline. A lot of MLMs have moved away from the MLM model. So that's been Beachbody, who now is affiliate model. And that was, if you look at that, the snark grew about it. The downfall has been interesting because they have moved on to a lot of those top distributors and moved on to different wellness and spaces. And it's been chaotic mess because they're competing. Madeira actually just closed down, shut down like quickly, didn't announce it. And 2 weeks later, a new MLM called Nueva moved on. And then other people were scrambling to go to another MLM. last summer wrote on Fields, actually ended up actually moving to the Philly model. Beauty Counter, actually, I think they sold off. They ended up going somewhere else, and they shut down. Saint also shut down. That was a big MLM in TikTok space. So a lot of them are moving away. But I don't know, with the recession coming in and we're in inflation and the need to make money, those schemes are happening, whether it's the MRR, which is a master resale rights, which it's basically you create a course and then you sell the course and then the other person sell the course and sell the course. And it's the same idea. You have the rights to sell the course and then the market's going to get saturated. So you'll see this idea like, I made $10,000, I made $1 million in a month for my phone. And then you get that promise and then you realize, oh no, I'm not making any of that money. So it is just fascinating. If you're interested in this kind of content and you want to chat with it, shoot me an email at laura@whatyourrenextblog.com or find me on a DM wherever I am, Instagram, Substack, and whatnot. I love chatting with this content. I love chatting about this content. I love talking about it. I love understanding. There's actually going to be a creator, an anti-MLM creator, who's going to come be a guest, because a big part of MLM culture is about reading personal development. It's the idea of actually improving yourself and mindset and like having the idea to do this. And a lot of it is like, it's bullshit. Like it's just not, it just makes you feel like shitty. And then you just don't do anything. So one of the recovery aspects of it, for me, I was not an MLM. I was actually involved in the life coaching wellness space. And I think I shared this a little bit about it in the wellness episode with Amy LaRocca. That was like my go-to. And I joined multiple organizations and groups and courses and everything. And I've been in debt, and that's not something I'd recommend. But for me, my way to escape was actually reading romance, was actually reading books, and was having someone coming on my self-help group, like self-help podcast, and talk about adult reading. And I was like, wait, I can read? And then reading, and just that was my escape. Bethany is going to be coming to the show in the next few weeks or whenever we record. And she's an anti-MLM content creator. She actually was in Beachbody or Body for about 7 years. And she has a great commentary channel. I love listening to her. And so she's actually found the same thing, found like reading actually non-self-help books and reading romance and reading smut and reading all the other things actually gave her an escape. So there's a purpose why this episode is here, because reading can be an escape from things that are actually not doing so well. But if you're curious about this topic, I have some nonfiction and I have some fiction books that touch base on the MLM space. A lot of them are for moms, but there's one that's not a mom. So we got a little bit of everything, but we got romance, we got cozy mysteries, because we might as well kill them off. And then we got some nonfiction that actually are interested and read like fiction. And I think they're great on audio. So let's go with the fiction first, and let's go with the romance, which is the one that just came out, which is How to Sell a Romance by Alexa Martin. A single dad romance. So our protagonist basically is roped in by her principal to join an MLM. She invites her, she was bored, she invites her to a conference convention, as one does, to her beauty company. And the principal told her, I was like, I know you need extra money because teachers don't make a lot of money. And I think this would be a great opportunity. You can actually have all this money in the world. And she basically used her emergency savings fund to join an MLM in the conference. And so she's sitting in the bar, she's decompressing and meets this guy. And then they go upstairs, have a fun night. And then she realizes he's an investigative journalist who is investigating this MLM for the deceptive practices. And she's shocked and she's angry because she just paid money to join this organization. And they're like, he's basically had the idea like they're all sheeps and they're all like they're incompetent. They don't have no idea what they're doing. And she's like very offended. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, his daughter is in her class. She's the kindergarten teacher, and they reconnect. And it turns out that his ex-wife was a higher up in the MLM business and is actually around related to the team that she's joined. And so we hear like the specific things. And then she started awakening about the issues with the MLM issues where deceptive practices, people like putting themselves like competing for market partners or recruiting people without their consent and actually stealing things and just the way they approach it. And then also the medical claims, they say it's a beauty brand and you do all these different things perfect. And then lo and behold, they go to your dermatologist and get Botox, they get laser peels and all these different things to look beautiful so they can sell the product because the product doesn't work. A lot of times the MLM products are overpriced, not because they work, but because they actually like they have to pay all the recruiters, they have to pay all the layers of people. So that's why they're overpriced. If you're looking for MLM, if you have like some MLM products and you would like some dupes, there are some accounts and I'll be more than happy to share a couple of accounts to actually share some dupes. But you can clearly, you can go on Google and say, I want this run-on feel. I've done this before because my mom bought some MLM product and I was like, look for the product and write, put the product name and write dupe. And then you'll be able to find on Google, like which ones have been considered dupe. And they're probably cheaper and they're probably accessible and they're probably better than an MLM product. So just an FYI. So How to Sell a Romance, she ended up taking down the organization and it was a sweet romance and I could not care less about the romance. The romance was okay. It was a little spicy. I talked to my friend Amy and she says, so it's good, but the MLM was like the fun part. Like the fun part is the female relationships that happen, the conversations that occur, the way to kind of like deceptive practices and the scheming and the ways to get out and break everything down. And like turn the world upside down. It felt like a really someone who has read, who's listened to a lot of commentary, who understands like the issues. And it was great. So I like the MLM part. The romance is okay. But then again, this is maybe just me. I am not loving romance at the moment. So I'm loving more plot driven, more people unaliving. I mean, like that kind of romance, that kind of books. So I'm liking mysteries better than romance. So that's probably a me saying, but it does have spice. So if you're looking for that, if you're looking for romance, How to Sell Romance by Alexa Martin is for you. All right. So we're going to move to the cozy mysteries because there's quite a few. So the first one that I want to talk about is The Games of Food by Elise Bryan. This is the second book in the series. It's a PTA series. Our Mavis is our main, our amateur sleuth. She's a mom. She is a single mom who's overworked and she's underpaid. And she's not happy with her job. She works at a nonprofit. She's been handling and to do DA actions and everything. And this is the second book in the series. The first book in the series is delightful. And it's called It's Elementary by Mavis. And that one, there's a murder in the school and she has to solve that. And she gets money and then she, now it's the second book. She's okay, I want to get a promotion. I want to be doing this. And her daughter's so lovely. She's 7. She's like very like precocious and she's like joining all these different things. So Mavis is using her own money to sign her daughter to all the activities from theater, soccer and whatnot. And she's like scheduling everything and doing everything. And she doesn't get the promotion. She's like, fuck, what am I going to do? So she ends up quitting and there's a murder and she has to solve it again. But there's this one, we have an MLM, a little bit different of them. So this one is self-care MLM with a cancer, kind of like apple cider vinegar. If you haven't watched the series, it's great about cancer wellness influencers. Similar idea, this person is pretending to have cancer and they have a self-care community. And it's kind of like an MLM space where people have to recruit people to get to the space for self-care. And it's just delightful. This is a delightful way to be like, what is going on? What is happening here? So this is a very subtle MLM content. I think it's like it mixes back more into the life coaching space, which I'm much more familiar. So it marries the life coaching space with the recruiting aspect, which is the Ponzi scheme, the pyramid scheme, where it's like you got to recruit. So the top person gets the most amount of money and the lower bottom loses money. It's fun. It's delightful. Elise Bryan can do no wrong. I love her mysteries. I can't wait. If you have a chance to listen to a mystery, the author, the narrator does such a great job doing the different voices and making sure it feels very immersive. So go for the audiobook, but It's Elementary is the first book. The Games of Food, the second book. Both are delightful and they're awesome. Okay. Now we're going to go to another MLM. This, I think, is a one and done. I don't think this is a series. It just came out in January. It's Death in the Downline by Maria Abrams. This one is a little bit interesting. I think they're all in an MLM. If I remember correctly, they're all in an MLM. And there's a murder. And she's trying to get out of the MLM. She's been losing money. And she has to solve the murder. And it's someone in the downline. The first half reads like someone who isn't an MLM. It reads like the conferences, the money, the all the social media they have to do, all the personal development they have to do, all the expenses they have to make, the company expenses. And so it felt very like MLM, pro MLM. And then there was like murder. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is anti MLM. So it's delightful. I don't know if there's going to be more books in the series, but this one is a good one. It's a short audiobook. You can listen to it. I think you might be able to find it from the library. It's a fun one to listen to and whatnot. Okay. So the next book I have not read, but it's available on Kindle Unlimited, Read and Listen. So I did borrow it, and I'm hoping to listen to it. Or if you borrow it, you can get the audiobook for $1.99. And it's Homemaker by Rosie Knox and Annie Mayer. They actually have written a couple other cozy mysteries, and I read the one in Hollywood. It was delightful. So I'm really excited. I think this one has MLM elements with it. I have not read it, but it's about moms looking for a job, looking for a side gig. There's no accident that a lot of the MLMs are founded in Utah, where there's a whole high population of Mormons who are stay-at-home moms who are raising their children, who also need to make a lot of, they want to contribute to the household and they want to have money. And so a lot of MLMs tend to work that crowd. And so that's the other book that I want to share. Okay, so we're going to talk some nonfiction that reads like fiction. These are actually like audiobooks, and I'm going to go with the easiest audiobooks to listen to and to the more, what you consider more dense. So the first one I want to talk about is Hey Hon by Emily Lynn Paulson. Emily Lynn is an anti-MLM creator. She was a higher up in an MLM's company, and she basically just write her escape and writes about basically a commentary about the MLM space. What happened, how it affected her alcoholism and how it affected her space, like her relationships, her friendships, her money, and how did she get out? It reads like fiction. It's very engaging. The audiobook is excellent. I think this is a great one if you want to get to the insider knowledge about conventions and like how to target and teams and everything. And if you're familiar with the Rhode Island Fields and you understand some of the players, you might be able to like, oh, I know who you're talking about. Kind of deal, because there's some players who become MLM coaches. Yes, there's actually some MLM coaches. They actually moved to digital sales because MLM is falling, so they're not moving to another scheme. But there are people who have built a business of a business kind of deal. So that's Hey Hon by Emily Lynn Paulson. Emily Lynn has done various podcasts. You have an opportunity to listen to her talk about it. She does a lot of commentary in her website, and especially when MLMs are falling and stuff like that, letting them know, educating the members. So that's Hey Hon by Emily Lynn Paulson. The next book that I want to talk about is Selling the Dream by Jane Marie. So Jane Marie actually has a podcast. It's called The Dream. There's various seasons. The first season is about MLM. Second season is about life coaches. And then there's another season about MLM. And there's some big players that you probably if you're familiar with the MLM space, you may be familiar with Jess Lily Ward, who was a top distributor for Pruvit, which is a ketone. You won't be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yes, I'm ketones. I don't know what ketones are. Supposedly they fat burning thing, and somehow they make you lose weight. So Jessely Ward was higher up in the pyramid scheme. She was very cult-like, she considered herself the richest person and the one who's big top distributor, top this. And there's quite a few conversations about act practices that she did when she was alive. Unfortunately, Jessely Ward was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer and she passed away. So she chose not to undergo traditional treatment and try to do the apple cider vinegar treatment. And so, yeah. So she does interview Jessely Ward. Jessely Ward actually lifetimes that interview. She doesn't realize that someone is anti-MLM. So it's fascinating. If Jessely Ward, she actually has there's a Reddit about her. That's how, not influential, that's how well-known she was in the space. So, yeah. So this is an interesting, so you have the podcast, but Jane Marie published a book about the pyramid schemes and stuff like that. So that's an audiobook that you can listen to, and it's great. And you have the podcast companion to do it. And the final book that I want to talk about it, and it's considered a little bit dense, but I found it so fascinating. If you're interested, not just in MLM space, but in the personal development space and the idea of the manifestation, the mindset and all this different thing is Little Bosses Everywhere by Bridget Reed. I listened to this audiobook. She goes back to the history, and I'm telling you the history. It didn't start with Amway. It didn't start with Mary Kay. It's like going back from the beginning, from the first failure to where we are now. It can be dense. As someone who enjoys nonfiction audiobooks, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed like understanding what happened and specific things. And so all the MLMs come from this plan. There's actually like a plan that was created that they have blueprint that they have basically copy each other and have moved on and have excelled and have grown and everything. And you see the impact of MLMs everywhere. Like it really comes down to it's so insidious. Like no matter what you try to get one down, 21's coming. And it's just like this place where it's just like it's happening everywhere. As someone who does work in the fraud space, I do work in the fraud space. It's daunting. It's daunting. If you think about the impact you're going to make, that you're going to try to eliminate fraud, that doesn't happen. You're just like, you're basically whack-a-mole. You're like one down, 21 come back, and then another one down, and another one comes out. Like you're always trying to just manage and go ahead of the scheme. And I think that's why I'm so fascinated with this particular topic is because it's just so ripe and it's so like deceptive. And the idea of you're promising a dream and then you're telling them like, you can do this and pockets of time, how they sell it. You're going to do this in pockets of time. And then you realize it's like how much work you're doing for no money. And it's just frustrating because not just no money, you're paying other people. You're paying for products. You're paying for conventions. You're paying for trips. There's no such thing as a free trip. I know they sell like, you're going to go to Miami. You're going to go to Santo Domingo. But you are taxed for those trips. You're also a 1099 contractor. So all the work you're doing, you may not get paid for it. You're not getting benefits. You're not getting 401k. You're not getting healthcare benefits. You're not getting retirement. You're not getting any of the stuff. You're just like working for free. And sometimes it's fine to work for free. Obviously, I have a podcast and I work for free, you guys. But there is a level I'm spending the money where I really want to do it. And it is okay. So I think it's just fascinating. But that's the episode. So if you enjoy this podcast, please consider rate, review, or subscribe. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.